The handbook language is very gender neutral. It does not reference girls or boys. It simply references students. And so if a boy were walking down the hallway in a tank top or something showing his stomach, he would be addressed in the same manner that a female would be addressed if she were walking down the hallway in a tank top or something that bared her midriff.
But the language that the principal used in this particular announcement mentions bra straps, mentions midriff. I mean, it really does seem pointed at the girls.
The reality is that the way that 11, 12, and 13-year-olds dress, you don't typically see boys wearing those types of things. So she was trying to be specific so that when questions came her way or if there was a question about an outfit, that the students would have a very clear idea as to what an infraction would look like. And so our reality as educators is that we typically don't see males wearing those types of things. If we did, they would be addressed in the same manner that the girl and the female infractions are.
So it seems as though you're in support of what this principal has done.
I am in support of our handbook that is board approved. It gives building principals the final say and discretion as to what the specific guidelines are for their building.
Some of the parents, particularly mothers, are saying this is a broader issue. This is about saying girls have to watch the way they dress because they could cause boys to have some sort of a sexual reaction. They've said it's similar to victim blaming that occurs in sexual assault cases.
I am not going to comment on those that have chosen to make this a bigger issue. It's simply about our policies, our practices, and our ability as a school to define what appropriate clothing is.
Do you anticipate that the principal might be more specific, might send out another message and be more specific about this includes boys too?
I think that would probably be a good idea, and just referencing parents back to the handbook so that they can see the gender neutral language that is included in the handbook, I think that would probably be a good idea and might allay some of the fears or the angst that we have heard around this.
There's also a broader issue in that if teachers and administrators have a problem with this type of clothing for young girls, shouldn't it also be brought up to the retailers? I mean, this is what's in the stores.
You are right. It's challenging. I have nieces. I've been shopping with them with my sister, and there are constant conversations around that is not something you're going to wear to school. That's not appropriate for school. So I live this in my own personal life, and I know that it's a challenge. It absolutely is. But these are 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, and it is okay to have some parameters within our schools as to what is appropriate. It might be a little challenging at times to find clothing that's appropriate, but we are not asking for them to be fully covered from neck to wrist. So there are things out there that are available. I think parents just have to be mindful of that when they're shopping.
Now, some schools do have a dress code, and it is girls wear this kind of skirt and this color top, and the boys wear these khaki slacks and this color shirt. I wore a uniform my entire high school career. I went to a girls' academy. Should we bring back uniforms?
Actually, when I was a high school dean or assistant principal in this district, that was my running joke. If we had school uniforms, my job would be, you know, greatly diminished in terms of these types of conversations that I had to have with students. I think what we need to do is achieve a balance. We want kids to be able to express themselves through their clothing, and as a public school, I don't think that there's any interest from the administration in moving towards a school uniform policy. But we just need to kind of shore up some of the stuff that kids are wearing to school. For the most part, our kids do a great job. There are just a few that try to, you know, push the envelope, maybe purposefully or not. But this was just meant to be a reminder as to what is appropriate when kids are coming into school.
Has anybody thought through, though, that these young girls may be sent to the principal's office, they're going to be taken out of their class, they're going to be taken out of the learning environment? Is it really worth it?
Again, we have the right as a school to define what appropriate dress is. And just as with any other infraction, we have the right to follow through on what consequences might be appropriate. And oftentimes, especially for a first offense, this is simply a conversation between the administrator and the student, just reminding them of what the dress code looks like. We never try to take kids out of the instructional classes for an extended period of time. And even when we do call students down, we try to find those non-instructional times throughout their day that we can get to them.
But the principal specifically said that you're going to have to change into your gym clothes or call your parent to bring you another set of clothes. I mean, that could be very embarrassing for a young girl, especially these girls who are just becoming aware of their bodies. They're fifth through eighth graders. They're having enough body image problems as it is. And everybody in the school is going to know that they were singled out because they're wearing the gym clothes or their parent has to come and give them another set of clothes.
And I think that's why Mrs. Erickson was trying to be proactive in hopes that that won't happen and letting kids know what's appropriate so that we don't have to get to that point.
Thank you, Mrs. O'Donnell.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.